Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, Sanhedrin 83a, pagination is 165. We'll start from two dots, which is about 12 lines down from the top of the page in the middle of the line. In general, this section of Sanhedrin is dealing with capital punishment. And our discussion now is introducing capital punishments that are not Bezdin enforceable, meaning they're not in the realm of the earthly court, but nevertheless, there are specific mitzvahs, violations that a person might be doing, which have associated with it one of the heavenly retributions of capital level of crime. Now, notably, there are two terms which are used. One is misa bidei shamayim, that Hashem would kill the person prematurely. And the other is kares, that the person gets cut off. Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shari Tshuva, Shar Shlishi, Madrega Shishis, the sixth level, discusses Misa Bidei Shamayim. He actually lists off a number of mitzvahs and the violations associated with them, even beyond what our Gemara lists off. And he writes that Misa Bidei Shamayim, as opposed to Kares, is that Misa Bidei Shamayim is a love lo al zaro. It affects the person, but not his children. As opposed to Kares, that has a more far-reaching ramification, person is being cut off. And if he gets cut off, then the chain is disrupted. And the children are vulnerable. They're not getting their normal nurturing in the way of the pipeline, so to speak. So in any case, there is this concept of Misa Bidei Shamayim, that a person can do a violation that is so significant that it warrants a death penalty of sorts, not an earthly one, but still in heaven it has that ramification. There is, of course, an advantage that a person can do tshuva. He has a little bit more room. If something is a violation that the earthly court punishes, a person can do as much tshuva as he wants. Once the violation is in place, purposeful edim, hasra, witnesses with a warning, etc., tshuva alone is not going to get the person off. The Bezdin, as we've discussed, was not trigger-happy, if you will. They weren't looking to kill people, but they would follow through with due process. If the person is guilty, they're guilty. In Misa Bidei Shamayim, you're dealing with Hashem. There's room for tshuva. It's not an instantaneous judgment. Kares is that the person not just did an offense that's serious, but he cut himself off from the Jewish community, which is, as we're describing, more severe. So our Gemara tells us, Ve'elu shebemisa. These are cases of Misa Bidei Shamayim. Ha'ochel esa tevel. If a person eats tevel, which is untithed produce, which the produce was from Eretz Yisrael and needed to be tithed. There are different tithes. There's Teruma that starts off, that goes to a Kohen. There are other tithes as well. Interestingly, even the Kohen who receives the Teruma also has to tithe his produce. Just that after he's tithed it, if he's a Kohen, he's entitled to eat the Teruma personally, himself. But it does have to be tithed. The act, the mitzvah of taking off a portion designated for teruma has to be done. Similarly, challah, the mitzvah that we are familiar with, is a form of teruma. and Mrs. Kohen would have to take challah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when people were tar and miyuchasim and everything was good. So again, she doesn't have to give that to a different Kohen, but she does have to take it off. This is unlike the concept of Pidyon HaBen, redeeming the firstborn, where if the person, the parent, is a Kohen, or actually a Levi also, they're absolved of Pidyon HaBen. In this case, this is not absolved of Teruma. They have to take the Teruma, even if they themselves are afterwards allowed to consume it. In any case, ha'ochel ha'tevel, a person who eats the untithed produce, is an example of misa bidei shamayim if the person did it purposely. V'kohen tamei sha'ochel truma tahora, a kohen that's tamei, that ate tahor teruma, is an example of misa bidei shamayim if he did it purposely. What would be if the kohen tamei ate teruma tameya? So he's not allowed to do it. Truma Temeya is off limits, but it's not a violation of something that was standing as Teruma because it was still Tahar. And therefore, there would not be, in that case, a Misa Bidei Shamayim. Vizor Sha'ochal Asa Teruma, and a non-Kohen that ate Teruma is a similar type of violation, Misa Bidei Shamayim. Vizor Sheshimesh, and a non-Kohen that did Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, Vizor lo yikrav, a foreigner should not come close, and we understand that to mean not just coming close because he came close proximity, but he came close to bring the Karban. V'tamei sheshimesh, and a Kohen who's Tamei, who did the service. U'tuvul yom sheshimesh, and similarly, even if he went to mikveh, but he didn't get Herev Shemesh, the sun didn't set yet, so that his going to mikveh has entered a new day to allow him to be Tahar and do the Avoda, so Tevul Yom Sheshimesh, even though he went to mikveh, he's not entirely Tamei, but it's also a violation, and it's Misa Bidei Shamayim. You may recall the concept of Tevul Yom. A person went to mikvah, but he did not yet get sunset or nightfall. You may recall that from the very first Mishnah in the Talmud, Maseches Brachos, in the beginning, when the Mishnah wanted to define the time for Shema. When is it night enough to recite Shema? So we discussed when the Kohanim are able to go in and eat Teruma, meaning the Kohen that went to Mikvah is now Tahar enough to be considered Tahar. So that was the transition which occurs once night comes. Again, a list of Misa Bidei Shamayim level violations. And as I mentioned, Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaarei Tshuva lists others that some are more, I'll say the word, practical, things that we're more in tune with. These are a lot to do with Tamei and Tahar and Truma, which is not entirely our focus at this point while we're in Galus. Rabbeinu Yonah lists off cases of violating the downtrodden, which are worth studying and being aware of as well. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.